Jesus, the true and only vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John chapter 15 verse 1-3. The need to continue to abide. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words shall abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue you in my love. John chapter 15 verse 4-9. Abiding in the love of Jesus. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I no longer call you servants, for the servant does not know what his Lord does, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. John chapter 15 verse 10-15. Chosen and ordained. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. John chapter 15 verse 16-17. Hated by the world. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Remember, therefore the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not the Father that sent me. John chapter 15 verse 18-21. The promise of the Comforter. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. John chapter 15 verse 22-27. This is really important, you have to know this. Jesus declared, I am the true vine. He alone is the source of life, the giver of fruitfulness, the root of every spiritual work that endures. Every believer is a branch, utterly dependent upon Jesus for life and growth. Without abiding in Jesus, remaining in his word, obeying his commandments, walking in his love, there can be no fruit, no joy, no power, no lasting purpose. To abide in Jesus is not optional. It is the only way to bear fruit. It is the only way to please the Father. It is the only way to prove that one is truly a disciple. Jesus chose and ordained his own, to go, to bear fruit, and to continue in his love. The fruit he requires is obedience, love for one another, and steadfast witness in a world full of hatred. Though the world may hate those who follow Christ, just as it hated him, Jesus has not left his people alone. He promised the Comforter, the Spirit of truth, who would testify of him and empower his disciples to bear witness boldly and faithfully. Therefore, let every branch examine itself, am I abiding in the true vine? Am I bearing the fruit that glorifies the Father? Am I keeping his commands and remaining in his love? For the branch that does not abide is cast out, withers, and is burned. But the branch that abides will bear much fruit, and that fruit will remain. Abide in Jesus. Love one another. Bear witness. And glorify the Father.